Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. It's me again, Brenda K. Sanders. This is your program host. Thank you for tuning in again to the program. I really appreciate it. If you tune into the program and take the time to listen to the broadcast, I very much applaud you for doing that because it suggests to me that you are an informed listener, or you're trying to be an informed listener. You are a listener that does not have your head in the sand about modern time events. And, you know, I haven't even began to explore and speak about the spiritual implications of my personal situation and even what is going on in our whole entire world. As to me, and I don't want to get sidetracked from what I want to talk about today, but, you know, I believe I was attacked, and I can say this now because I'm a Christian, and there is an effort to, I believe, on the part of the government there in the court system, particularly to separate Christians from the government operations. They refer to it as a separation of church and state. So in other words, we don't want godly, righteous people operating in the governmental setting. And it's very much evident to me by this story that I saw last week when this image of Satan it was erected right downtown in downtown Detroit. And I read the article, and the article said, well, we are Satanists. We worship Satan, and we want separation of church and state. So they're still insinuating, though, a religious component into the governmental system because they just want it their way. We want lawlessness. We want all of the Christians in government to be expelled, and we want it our way. It's no separation of church and state. It's just separation of the church. You don't want to be involved in governmental proceedings. Well, I am a born-again Christian, spirit-filled, and I can say that now, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, born-again Christian that has, I believe, performed my duties exemplary, in an exemplary way when I was a judge of the 36th District Court. And God gave me supernatural vision to see clearly as to how I should judge. And I don't think any Christian is going to be angry about that. And that's the real thing. That's the real deal today. I didn't say that. I've never said it as long as I was a judge because I was advised that it's misconduct judicially to invoke the name of God, even though it doesn't make sense because, what, when witnesses come into the courtroom, they swear on the Bible. Even though, as a judge, I really try to preserve the traditional oath that people take, even though there were attempts at every hand to dilute the oath. Can you believe that? I mean, I had employees give me oaths to give witnesses, and then they came into the courtroom to testify that did not even mention God. And I stood fast about that and contested that. In other words, my oath that I would give to a witness would be, do you swear or affirm that you will tell the truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and put their hand on the Bible, raise their hand as they are instructed to do. Then that's an oath that invokes integrity, and at least it commands integrity, whether you get it or not. And I had individuals giving me oaths of office, typed them out and gave them to me, trying to change the oath there. This is the kind of oath I would see. Do you swear or affirm that you would tell the truth and nothing but the truth as best you can? Now, where's God in that? Where's God in that? Where is integrity in that? It's almost, to me, a permission to tell a lie as best you can. And so I fought against those things when I was sitting there as a judge right in the court setting. And no one knows about those things, even though I didn't say I was a Christian. But I fought for the traditional oath to be issued by the clerks and any other court employees there to try to change it. And so, you see, the Satan wants things his way. He wants to dissolve the oath that involves God. He wants to dissolve these things in our governmental settings, and he wants to dissolve the truth. A clear case is my case, where someone outwardly, fraudulently, willfully, and deliberately lies to the public about my mental state. And lies. I mean, I'm a person, I polygraph. In politics, I guess it's the only way you can beat the liars is to take a polygraph. And I did that over and over and passed successfully. Why then do I have a governmental unit such as the Michigan Supreme Court and the Judicial Tenure Commission issuing opinions that I'm a liar, that I'm fraudulent, that I'm mental? You see, this is fraud. This is stuff that Satan wants to do and wants to do with our court systems. And if we're looking at the leadership of the court there in Michigan, and if you think that's the leadership, what do you think? What do you think everyone else is doing? And so we have to be steadfast in fighting, standing up against these types of practices. They don't end. If you don't fight them there, they will always be in your business. They will always be trailing you. I'm dealing with a situation now down here, trailing you with lies and deception and corruption and discrimination, racism and harassment. We have to stand up against it. By the way, this being August 5th, I looked yesterday and it seemed as though there was I was looking at the news. Was there a primary election in Michigan yesterday? If there was, typically there is a primary election. I mean, I'm outraged that there are primary elections, that there are general elections where candidates are elected to public office and where they can be just summarily chased out or removed for no reason, such as in Michigan. And I'm talking about all of the judges, and I don't know all of their particular situations, but I'm looking at Charles Pugh. Now, okay, he had some issues But was that something that was adjudicated in a court of law? Was there an actual trial? And, being a Christian, of course, I may have different views than he has, but I'm still concerned about our judicial system. Is it fair? Our political system, is it fair? Are we letting bandits and people that are untrustworthy take over our political system? Was his case proven? I mean, if it was proven and he was found to be unfit to serve as the president of city council, so be it. How can you evict our mayor out of his office, Kwame Kilpatrick, because of corruption? And you're dealing with corruption yourself. And so the police have to be police. But if I'm an election, I would certainly be outraged if I were a voter. I've taken the time to meet a voter, educate myself about certain candidates. I vote for those candidates, and because they're Christians, they are targeted for harassment and then removal from public office. And they have a Christian tag. And that is so prominent in Michigan. We have so many Christians in office. And there are so, to say that you want to eliminate all the Christians out of office, what you're saying, you want corruption to run amok in the system there in Michigan. And certainly by standing up against the charges that I face, I believe that it has forced the corruption to come out into the open. Those that are saying they're above the law, we're seeing that they are corrupt as well. And they should be investigated, charged, prosecuted, and charged just like everybody else in public office and jailed, incarcerated like other public servants who deliberately and intentionally violate their oath of office and abuse the process. Abuse, and they should be charged and treated just like everyone else. Well, that hasn't happened yet. I'm waiting on our Justice Department and Attorney General Loretta Lynch to do just that. And I'm joining forces with other groups too that are outraged about the deaths of black young women in our society today. Well, I've been lynched as well, but I'm still alive to tell about it. This is a lynching. This is a living lynching, if you want to tag it. But because God is in charge of my life, Jesus is my Lord, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that riseth up against me, I shall condemn and show to be in the wrong. This is my heritage, saith the Lord. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord. And I'm going to see that come to pass. No devil is going to prevail over me. And what you're looking at, voting public, is an illegal court, a corrupt court. And I'm telling you now that I have great evidence of it. I'm about to end the program, but I was frustrated about the legal process there as an attorney as well. Not to mention my law school days. I've already told you about that, how awful that was. But, you know, I won a case where our elderly lady had broken her knee on a bus, and the bus driver was a bad driver, had a bad driving history. I took the case to court, and a jury of 8 people awarded her a big award, maybe $300,000. And I think with interest, that award increased toward about $600,000. This is what I'm talking about in the Michigan judicial system. This was a fair judgment. It was taken to a jury where my client prevailed with monies being awarded to her. And that judge set aside the jury's verdict for no reason at all, almost, relying on a law that was in place in 1939 when there were more updated and current and recent laws that existed at the time the case was litigated that was applicable to the case and, of course, would have ensured. There's a judge there in Michigan, he's retired now, that removed that verdict out of the hands of the jury, took it, and set it aside. That means my client didn't get one red cent. That case was appealed through the Michigan judicial system up to the Michigan Supreme Court, and guess what? They said, oh, that's fine. You know, they did the right thing. And they affirmed that client's decision, that judge's decision, and that client got nothing, even though the company that caused my client's injuries was negligent. And it was proven to a jury of 8 people, a black and white jury. I think it was 4 blacks and 4 whites on the jury. And so this is what we're dealing with in the Michigan judicial system. There is a spirit to deprive litigants and even attorneys, because I would have gotten money out of that as well. I put thousands of dollars into that case to prepare that case for trial. But these injustices continue because why? We have a rogue court in charge of the judicial system, and they're rogue under judges. I'm not naming them by name. When I name them by name, and I'm going to name them by name so that I won't throw any harm to judges that I know that are doing right. But this is what's happening there in the Michigan judicial system and in judicial systems all around. There's a spirit of lawlessness. You don't pay attention to laws. You want others to obey laws while you violate every one of them. And so we should take steps to deal with these types of judges and politicians. You can take your steps. Today is the day after the voting. I don't know what anybody did. I don't think there was anything involving judges yesterday. But please go to the polls. Keep these things in mind. You can certainly listen to my program if you have any questions about who you should be voting for. I'm not doing any slates, but I can certainly give you my personal experience. Well, thank you for listening. My dog is barking. It's time for me to get off of this program now. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight. 2015. If you like to listen to this episode again, you can certainly do so. You may email me at bks1233 at outlook.com. Should you have any questions or comments about anything, I will make myself available to answer the questions. I can answer them here on the program or send you an email back. All right. Thank you again for listening to the broadcast. Continue to listen. For more information about, politics and so forth, I'm going to try to limit it to judicial, but there are some other things that I'm aware of as well, and hopefully to inform you, the listener. Well, I thank you again for listening to the broadcast. Have a very, very blessed evening.